Venezuela is trapped in a catastrophic economic crisis. By the end of this year, the UN predicts an estimated 3 million people, a tenth of the population, will have left Venezuela since 2015, and most are now desperate refugees pouring into neighboring Colombia. And that's an historic reversal of fortune for both countries. Tim Padgett of WLRN reports from Cucuta, Colombia.
Angelica Lamos's house is one of the few places in Cúcuta, Colombia, where you hear Venezuelan refugee children laughing instead of crying. Cúcuta is near Colombia's eastern border with Venezuela, and this spacious home once belonged to Lamos's father. Today it's a shelter she calls Humildad Extrema, or Extreme Humility, and a dozen families live here. They've escaped Venezuela's catastrophic economic crisis, which was caused by years of socialist mismanagement. For Lamos, this is also a way of paying back a debt.
I remember how Venezuela opened its doors to me and my family many years ago, when we had nothing.
15 years ago, Lamos and her family owned a 15-acre farm north of Cúcuta. But Colombia's civil war was raging. Left-wing guerrillas and right-wing paramilitaries tried to take the farm. When the paramilitaries came to recruit her 13-year-old son, Lamos's family left everything behind and fled to Barinas, Venezuela.
We didn't know anyone, but they gave us jobs, let us make a life there. It saved us.
Then a few years ago, a reversal of fortune. Tens of thousands of desperate Venezuelans began fleeing to Colombia each day. So Lamos came back to Cúcuta. Charging rent of just $1 a month, she opened her doors to Venezuelans. For a long time, the rest of Colombia was just as generous to the Venezuelans as Lamos has been. That's changed. Some 700,000 Venezuelans have settled in Colombia in just the past few years, and that's creating social and economic strain. As hundreds of Venezuelans waited outside a Cúcuta church last month for UN aid, Colombians like Andrea Peña watched in anger.
The Venezuelans get all the help now. Colombians have to take a back seat.
The deportation of Venezuelan migrants is also a more common sight in Cúcuta today. Victor Colmenares is 20 years old, and he was among several thrown out of Colombia last month for illegal street vending. Venezuela helped a lot of countries like these when it was rich, Colmenares said as he left Colombia. Why can't they give me a break now? Colmenares was deported because he didn't have a work permit. Until a few months ago, Colombia had issued documents like those quite liberally to Venezuelans, but not anymore. The growing anti-immigrant sentiment has prompted the UN Refugee Agency to launch an anti-xenophobia campaign. Joseph Merckx heads the agency's Colombian operations.
Many people say, the Venezuelans are coming here to steal our work. Venezuelan women are all going into prostitution. There's prejudice, and we need to ask the Colombians to understand why Venezuelans are coming to the country.
Perhaps the most important message the UN campaign wants to get across is this.
Colombians for many years were in Venezuela, so reciprocity is important.
That's a hard fact for Colombians to ignore. For generations, their country was tormented by civil war, narco-violence, and stark poverty. They migrated in droves to Venezuela. Among them were the parents of Álvaro Gelbes. I met Gelbes as he entered Colombia at Cúcuta. He's an industrial logistics expert from Valencia, Venezuela. That's where his Colombian parents migrated 40 years ago. Today, Gelbes and his wife have an 8-month-old baby they're struggling to feed. So he's taking his parents' journey in reverse. I never really understood my parents' frustrations until this moment, Gelbes told me. I have co-workers back in Venezuela who eat nothing but white rice every day for lunch. In Bogota, Colombia's capital, Jonathan Caldas opened a barbershop called The Kingsman after he left Venezuela. It's an inverse echo of his parents' story. In 1976, they fled Colombia and opened barbershops and beauty salons in Puerto Ordaz, Venezuela.
My mother, she told me that she was crying for 2 years because the Venezuelan people, they don't like the Colombian.
Eventually, they did feel welcome, and their shops became important places of employment and community for other Colombian refugees. That's what Caldas's barbershop has become for him and for other Venezuelan refugees in Bogota, and a place where young men come to get buzz cuts to look like reggaeton stars.
Same history, but different time.
A reminder, perhaps, of the history Venezuela and Colombia share. In the early 1800s, they were briefly part of the same country, a republic known as Gran Colombia. For Here and Now, I'm Tim Padgett.
And Manuel Rueda contributed to that story, which is part of a WLRN Miami series, Escape from Venezuela.